Blog Talk Radio.
Gosh, yep. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Listen, as we all get sucked off under a ladder by a black cat while finger-banging a werewolf. That's right, it's the Friday the 13th / Valentine's Day Eve edition of the Metal Injection Livecast with Rob, Noah, 3D, and Sid.
Coordination is very well, emphasis on the comma to a very special Friday. It's Friday the 13th, guys. Are you scared? Are you freaked out?
We're only two more hours though.
Let's see, maybe since today's Friday the 13th, it'll be like a really weird day and we won't have any fuck ups.
It's funny how like the coolest, well, we already had one fuck up. We just recorded a beautiful Valentine's Day song and your mic wasn't on.
Well, maybe now that we're live.
Yeah, we'll do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We're fucking live on the air on a Friday night.
And it's funny how the best day, the coolest metal day of the year, which is Friday the 13th, is right next to the most pussiest day of the year.
Yeah.
Valentine's.
Yeah, Thursday the 12th. Oh, Valentine's, yeah.
Isn't World AIDS Day the most pussiest day of the year?
I guess.
Oh, well, AIDS doesn't have a lot to do with pussy.
No, isn't World Pussy Day the pussiest day of the year?
World Pussy Day is the aziest day of the year.
Arbor Day. Isn't Arbor Day the pussiest day?
You don't like trees, Sid?
What is Arbor Day? Let's get this out.
Obviously, you're supposed to plant.
Oh, that sounds like a great holiday to me.
Yeah.
How about with the trees? He
Owl.
Plant on it. What about Earth Day? That's pretty pussy.
Right. Yeah, fuck the Earth.
Mother Earth, right?
So my birthday is on Earth Day.
Earth Day is different every year. How can your birthday
No, it's
be?
April 22nd every year.
No, it's that Sunday. It's like they always do it on Sunday.
Noah is a shapeshifter. She has a different birthday every year.
Came out of her mother's vagina seven times.
Person.
It's actually eight times.
Why?
No, there's just that extra day.
Whatever.
She has a C-section.
That made no sense.
Whoa, what's going on?
All right. We've had our first nonsensical moment of the podcast.
Don't we have some audio from Noah's mother that I emailed you earlier?
Oh, yeah.
We do?
I have to queue it up. We'll hear it a little later.
Noah's mother definitely did do some promotion for us. So.
And this was recorded live on Earth Day.
Yes.
25 years ago.
Oh, she's so nice to share that with you.
We mic'd up her vagina.
Back in time and mic'd her cunt.
Oh, wow. Oh, Noah's mom, if you're listening, that was Darren.
No, what? Come on.
I think she would want your phone number after that.
Oh,
well, listen, who doesn't? Get in line. Got enough hoes to deal with.
Oh, man.
Listen, you're the one that was fantasizing about having sex with her
four
weeks ago.
Yeah.
Remember?
Okay, but what does that have to do with her wanting your phone number?
Listen, I don't know, but it's just animal magnetism. So we have a lot of
to me.
We have a lot of stuff lined up for today. Rob, you want to? You busy over there?
Yeah, I'm on the computer. You guys go ahead.
So
no, we have.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
We have a huge, huge show. Well, first of all, seeing as though it's Friday the 13th, we figured what better day to do a dating game than Friday the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day,
so you can have a date.
You're like, who needs a date on Friday the 13th?
Me.
And, well, I mean, you don't care. You're on the show. You can't be like someone on the show.
Conflict of interest.
You're going to be here until 12 o'clock. You're not going to have time to date anyone.
Jason Voorhees is in the studio later tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, we got him. He skipped his movie premiere to come hang out with us.
Wow.
That's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Considering that he wears a mask, he could have just sent someone else to the premiere. Like, who would really know?
You bring up a very good point, Darren. We should have probably checked him at the door.
And who are his lovely bachelorettes?
Well, that's a little surprise that will be revealed later on in the show. You got to stick around. You can't just press play if you're listening to the archive version. Listen for 2 minutes for Jason and then leave. We're gonna make you, wait.
That's what everybody wants is Jason. Now, see, I think it's weird because like in the movies, Jason doesn't talk at all, and this is a radio show. So like, how's that gonna work?
Well, that's the thing.
Softer side.
See, like their publicists, Jason,
bring me my champagne.
Jason's publicist.
Yeah.
He, you know, hit me up on email.
He hit you up.
And not like Chris Brown hit Rihanna, but that's
that's
really later.
Tasteless.
But
that's funny.
Yeah, no, he hit me up. He's like, hey, you know, I love your live cast. I listen every week, and I'm like, yeah, I know you and 20 other people. And he said, you know, I'd love to do something with the Friday the 13th movie. You know, it'd be a great synergy tie-in. We're not going to give you any money. So we're not getting any money out of this. And he's like, maybe you guys can do something fun. And he's like, you know, maybe you can air the trailer. And I'm like, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Airing a trailer on a radio show. Why? Yeah. I was like, why don't we have him come down? Well, you know, we're nice people, you know, and he made us sign a few contracts. The publicist said if Jason, you know, kills anybody that they're not liable, which is cool. You know, whatever. We're going to keep them a safe distance. We have a here in the metal injection studio.
I heard some banging over there.
Yeah, well, it's like no one can go in there. We just have him and a microphone.
Okay.
And so that's how we're going to, and they, I mean, like, obviously when he picks his date, they're going to go out on a date. But
do you trust Jason to take a girl out on a date?
You know what? Honestly, it's not for me to say. It's for Jason and his date to be.
It's for us to find out on the news later.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to hook them up. Whatever happens next is out of our hands.
We signed a waiver. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And for all those people who don't have a date tomorrow, because, I mean, really, like, what is that? Like, that's not even a real holiday. That's a bullshit Hallmark holiday.
Mm-hmm.
We figured we'd go in a little bit of a different direction and do a little porno Mad Libs.
Do you want to explain what it is? Everyone should know what Mad Libs are.
Yeah, Mad Libs, you know, obviously. Well, why don't you?
When they were kids, you get a little book and it has a little story in it, and they take out some of the words and replace them with blanks. And then underneath, it would say, like, adjective or adverb or pronoun or place or whatever. And you don't tell the people the story. You just tell them what needs to go in the blank, and they make up funny words. And then you put those words in the blank, and you read the story back, and it's funny. So it'd be like, you know, Joe went to the store, and people will say Joe went to the vagina. So that'll be like how it turns out. So what we do is we get a like a club magazine or some kind of porno magazine, and we go to the fiction page where they write a little dirty story, and we do Mad Libs with that story. So it should be hilarity.
It will be. It's gonna be so funny.
So that's that. And we also have a song. You know, I don't know if you know this, but Chris Brown actually recorded a song since the whole Rihanna beating.
Yeah, you know, he wants to change the public image. So obviously he came to us.
Yeah, could have gone to BET with it, but he decided to air his single.
He wants to make sure nobody hears this.
He wants to make sure metalheads hear it.
He doesn't want it getting out.
So
he's like, I'll give it to the live.
That's coming up later on the program.
And since it's Friday the 13th, I felt maybe we should do like a bit of a doomy playlist.
Uh-huh.
A little bit of a doomy, black metal-y.
Like that Belle Biv DeVoe song?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
what I thought you meant when you said doomy.
Yeah, I thought doomy like sex. Yeah.
No,
like
doomy like D-O-O-M-Y.
There you go. So today, Friday the 13th, is doomy, and then tomorrow you have doomy.
Yeah, that's for the Saturday live cast. We'll do the Belle Biv DeVoe.
That's for the fat kid that discusses World of Warcraft on the other blog talk.
Let's explain the joke, because we always reference it.
I don't even know that he talks about that. He just looks like a World of Warcraft guy.
Well, he talks about whatever's on his mind.
Right.
Trying to figure out what site we were going to host our live cast on. We were on this site, and on the main page, it was like, now on the air, you know, Jim.
He looks like the Numa Numa kid, you know?
And it was just like, hey, thanks for listening, and, you know, like, what do you think of Heroes? Yeah, it's crazy, but the time travel, yeah. And what do you think of this show? Oh, yeah, oh, my God,
this movie's coming out. Yeah, let's blah, 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 blah.
The strange part is that he actually had listeners.
Well, it's like his friends, though. You know.
Yeah. People that he talks to on forums.
Or on Second Life.
We totally destroyed him in Quake. No, we destroyed him in listeners, man. He ain't got shit.
Ow!
Are you listening to this? Fuck you, fatso, lard ass. Numa,
we don't know his name, so he has no idea if we're talking about him or not.
Right. Oh, shit.
Any... Thank you. All right. Put the sandwich down.
Okay,
start right. Exercising, but only after our live casting.
Yeah. 2 hours from now, start exercising, you fat bastard.
For now, extra mayo is okay. In 2 hours, stop. Send all Miracle Whip to me, care of Metal Injection.
If they start exercising, though, what if they're not home on Friday night next week? Then they won't listen to the show.
But they could download, they could listen on their iPods while they're jogging.
Listen, put down the black and white cookie.
How did you know?
Black get a little sunshine.
Let me tell you, I love those fucking black and white cookies.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan. It's just sugar. Good. It's sugar and cookies.
Yeah, and what's your point?
Yeah, I'm sold.
I can't eat them now because I'm on a diet. But wow, I walk by a window up there in the window. I'm like sucked into the store.
There were so many jokes I had there.
Go ahead.
There's too many. It's overload.
Just pick one.
Sucked in at a store.
Finger banging. I wow.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we love Bland.
I love the holidays.
So what are you doing over there? Playing a little Quake?
Well, I didn't have time to make the playlist, so I'm doing it now.
Oh.
For today.
I thought you were looking at news things. That we can
play. Oh, no. No, fuck the news.
Why would he be doing that? That
yeah,
would be irresponsible.
I'm working for the future. I'm not working for the now.
It might be like helpful now, so we would have something to talk about.
Nah.
Can we have you hear Converge tonight?
What's that?
Converge.
What's
Could
that?
You play some Converge tonight?
Do me.
Home Song. Do you have that?
Home Song? I probably do not.
Crotch Duster.
Well, I was listening to Crotch Duster.
That's not. I was thinking, like, what about Black Sabbath?
What Black Sabbath song should we play?
Sweet Leaf. All
right, we'll go with Sweet Leaf is just kind of an obvious.
NIB. Hole in the Sky.
Oh, I like Hole in the Sky. That's a good one.
That's right. No, I'd rather listen to the Dude's Quest.
Fine.
Best.
Fine.
No, it's just that I think I can get his. Won't turn on any, turn on Q104.3.
I doubt they would play a song about the marijuana.
Why?
Marijuana.
I've never heard that on Q104.3.
Yeah, I've never.
But it's like one of the most popular Black Sabbath songs.
I mean, it's my favorite Black Sabbath song, that's for sure.
Because you're positive.
Hey, you know what? We'll play two Black Sabbath songs.
Thank you.
That's the great thing about
and
our
Black
show.
Black Sabbath, but no Converge?
No.
And neither of them is Sweet Leaf, Noah.
Bite me.
No, I'm like so late. I'm just kidding.
No, but what song did you want from about Converge?
Sid?
Hole in the Sky.
NIB.
No,
that's not a Converge song.
Entrails Ripped from a Virgin. Oh, by Converge. What's
yeah.
Going on? Home Song.
Home Song.
What do you have?
I only have You Fail Me and The Saddest Day. You Fail Me being the record.
Oh, Saddest Day, yes.
You know what strikes me is that this could have been a conversation
yes,
I was had 2 hours ago.
Nah.
No,
I didn't know I had playlist input until just now.
What I'm trying to cue up here is there was a trailer for this new Ozzy Osbourne variety show that we posted on our site.
Sounds like comedy gold.
And I mean, like, you don't really need to see it. Like, hearing it is enough.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I'm queuing it up.
But you know what I want to hear later on? Metallica.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that's not really in our Friday
Fox
theme.
Who cares?
But sure.
Theme. You just made the theme up 1 minute ago.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
here we go. Fox is known for bringing you the most outrageous families on television. Now we're doing it again with Sharon, Jack, Kelly, and Ozzy. It's the Osbournes Reloaded, a new kind of comedy show like you've never seen before.
Really?
There was a t-shirt cannon. I swear to God, there was a t-shirt cannon.
Now they're in a drive-thru. They're working. Let's see.
Yeah, hamburger combo.
Hamburger combo.
No pickles. No pickles.
No onions.
No onions.
No mayo.
You sure you want a burger?
Yeah.
All right, come on.
And then he throws it at her.
Dagger if you would make out with a stranger for $100.
Really?
Okay, so it's the Osbournes plus the Partridge Family.
Plus, are you being served?
Nice. Look at Noah going all PBS on us.
I was
going
to say Double Damn, but that was actually better.
Thumbs up if you would fuck somebody for $300.
$300?
I can't go that high. Can you drink?
Oh, now they're kissing. But see, here's the swerve. They bring out an old lady for the dude to kiss with.
And?
Oh, and he kisses her, and it's disgusting.
Who wouldn't do that? Old lady Sharon Osbourne?
No. mildly more attractive than Sharon Osbourne.
Does she do it?
He does it. He's like, wait, what's going on? Oh, my God, it's an old lady. How come?
Oh, he can't see?
Yeah, he's blindfolded. Good.
Is the lady digging it?
Oh, of course. Well, she's like a paid actress.
Keeps making out with him.
Yeah. Does he get grossed out when he...
Yeah, of course. Oh, and you've got the over 18s.
And they have midgets that act like Ozzy and Sharon. Oh.
Look at you. You're barely out of your f***ing nothing yourself. Santa, that's what the f*** to do.
Those are children, not midgets.
Rob can't tell the difference. He's 78. That's why I can't see down far enough to fuck.
Oh, and there's musical performances by Ozzy.
Lip sync by Ozzy.
And his daughter.
Danger.
But you know what? I just want to say, though, like, Kelly Osbourne, 2 years ago, on the attractive scale.
Now she's a 2.
Now, like, a 2 or a 3. Yeah. She's gotten, you know, she's okay. You know, that's what a personal trainer and a lot of money gets you, you know? Like, you lose a little weight, you're a little more presentable.
Remember when she was on Howard Stern, and he was questioning her, and he's like, when are you going to do Maxim? When are you going to do Maxim? And she goes, I don't think anybody wants to see my fat ass in Maxim.
At least she's honest.
Yeah, she has a good sense of humor about her fat ass.
So this is the most retarded part.
Osborne families in America, and whether any of them are as perfectly normal as we are.
So they go and they visit other Osbournes in America.
Oh, is it you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God.
Hey, wait, pause. This is my impression of that segment, all right? Oh, it almost seems on to see another family called the Osbournes. All right. Is Mr. Osborne there? Yeah, Mr. Osborne. Can we come in? Yeah, okay. Hi.
Are you in the metal band as well?
No.
Are you responsible for the first heavy metal band of all time?
No, I sell insurance.
Have you ever bitten the head off a bird?
No, we eat turkey once in a while.
Does your wife make you do really absurd things in front of millions of Americans, totally ruining your credibility?
Well, she made me march in a parade once.
All right, we'll be off then.
Would you like to have sex with my daughter?
No. Please.
No. Then it's like the cop will go like...
Don't fail me now.
Just like a wind cloud.
Yeah, there's a cloud of dust in the shape of him.
So seriously, this is going to be like the worst show.
The only thing that sounded reasonably funny was the kids playing the Osbournes. It might have been an okay sketch.
A sketch, but yeah. It's an hour.
And that's how long the whole run of the series will be, an hour.
Yeah.
It's going to get canceled within a week. Poor Ozzy.
Oh, boy. And there's not going to be an Ozfest this year.
Because of that fucking show. You see?
Well, no. See, I would think the show would kind of help Ozfest, you know, like in the sense that they'd have mainstream exposure, so whatever. But the thing is, though...
No, I meant because he's doing that show.
No. It's been taped already. It's been in the can. Excuse me. But, so there's not going to be an Ozfest because Mayhem Fest, which is like the new kid in town, has Slayer and Marilyn Manson, which are like pretty much the two biggest metalish headliners, metal hard rock.
But what if Ozfest got disturbed?
Disturbed is doing their own tour.
Whoa!
I know.
What if Ozfest was like WCW and started taking all the bands off of Mayhem?
I don't think Scott Hall could draw an Ozfest.
Hey, yeah. Are you here to see or are you here to see Marilyn Manson? That's what I thought. Anyone out there watch wrestling? Oh, so.
Okay. Yeah, so no Ozfest, which I think is kind of a good thing because I hate, like, a few years ago there were like three big summer touring festivals, mm-hmm. and then that was it. Like, the whole summer there were only three metal shows that were all, like, you know, $50. And
they all had 47 bands.
Yeah, exactly. Like 47 bands playing for 20 minutes.
And you couldn't see all of them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So it's like, I prefer it this way where there would be like, there would be 5 to 10 smaller tours to choose from that would be like $15-$20. And it would be, you know, 3-4 bands. I mean, there's still going to be two fests. There's going to be Summer Slaughter, which is always a marathon, but it's always pretty good.
Chief Slayer live lately? Like, when was the last time I saw it?
See, it's weird because the last time I saw Slayer live, I've seen them live twice. And the first time I saw them, it was awesome. It was like super scary, and it was great. And then the second time I saw them live, admittedly not drunk enough, but the difference though was that it seemed like in my head, the song was playing faster than they were playing. Like, they played kind of slower than the record.
There's a reason for that. They're 50.
Yeah, but since then, I've heard that they've been better. Maybe they just had like an off tour.
Well, the last time that I saw them, just anywhere on a video or anything speaking, like, he looks so fucking fat.
Ooh.
Tom Araya.
Yeah?
He looks like 400 pounds.
Well, he looks like an old Native American chief.
He looks like Mickey Rourke.
No. Mickey Rourke looks like an old lesbian.
Yeah, that's what Tom Araya looks
no,
like.
No,
he looks like he should be wearing like Birkenstocks or whatever.
No, he just looks like a dude that's been doing too much peyote.
Yeah, he looks like a Native American that would be sitting on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunk off the moonshine, selling whittlings.
Fire water.
Yeah.
White man, bring fire water.
Basically, yeah. Kerry King is that white man, by the way.
Heat big tour. Smoke a lot of wampum.
That's his reaction when he sees a white man pollute his natural habitat.
Wait.
Instead of a single tear.
Jethro, there's a stream. Let's go throw some beer canes into it. No!
You didn't know Tom Araya was such an environmentalist.
Yeah. Fights, kiss of the damn.
Have you guys ever heard the instrumental version of the Slayer, the string tribute?
Oh, I have that on CD.
It's pretty much the most fantastic thing ever, and I just want to play like my favorite. It's basically a bunch of violins and, you know, string instruments covering Slayer songs. There are a bunch of these. There's one for Tool and Radiohead, but I think this one takes the cake. So creepy. Yeah, why are we playing Slayer tonight?
Yeah, what happened to Avril Lavigne?
Very appropriate.
You have the one for Rain in Florida.
No, they don't do Rain.
They do Post-Mortem.
Yeah. This is unimpressive.
I was bored 30 seconds before you started playing it.
It gets
got
better. Like
bored.
He's only playing the intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like sometimes when you get the joke, but the joke just isn't funny.
It's not a joke.
Not at all. They really missed the ball on that one, buddy.
He's saying he gets what they're going for, but it's not good.
I think it's great.
Why listen to this when you can just listen to fucking Slayer?
It's interesting. If you like Slayer, but you can't make yourself be a statement.
It's like if you've been dating a girl for a year,
yeah.
And for the last 2 months you've been fucking constantly, and she said, hey, how about tonight we just... No! We've been fucking. Can we just keep fucking? It's better than dry humping.
But
need to listen to dry hump Slayer? No need for that at all.
No, it's like, you know, you've consumed Slayer. You get Slayer. It's like something different, a different spin.
Slayer for grandpa. Oh.
No, it's like when you have a wine party. And, you know, you're with Satanists.
It's like, you gotta take it a little easy.
So you put this on.
Wine and cheese. Tamarai is there. Where's that cheese? Tom, put down the hors d'oeuvres.
Tamarai sounds like something you get after you eat too much cheese. Oh my god, man, I went to that party last night. I was home all weekend with Tom Araya.
Oh, I gotta see the doctor about my Tom Araya. He just won't stop coming out. There's Tom on the bowl with his Tom Araya.
That's a shit.
I let bounce with Tom Araya in the past.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's like Monday mornings is when I feel like Tom Araya the most, when I just want to go, it's definitely.
Well, the show's now turned into a Garfield cartoon. Monday morning is one of the worst.
Isn't that more a Kathy cartoon?
That too, yeah.
Nobody listening right now knows what you're talking about.
It's okay.
Unless they think of the Bill Murray vehicle.
What?
Garfield.
No one knows the comic strip Garfield? Everybody knows.
Nobody knows it. Nobody.
You knew what I meant.
Of course I did.
Okay.
Would you prefer Heathcliff? Would that be better? U.S. Acres? Do you think that reaches the kids?
Mary Worth?
Exactly. Is anybody else pumped for The Watchmen?
Yeah,
I am.
Yes.
How are you pumped for when you never even read the friggin' comic?
It
you
looks
don't even
awful.
Know what
no,
you're pumped
you
for.
Have to read it.
I don't want to read it.
Read it before the movie.
It's quite good.
No.
Because it's going to ruin your visual.
You're not going to know how cool it is.
Yeah. Watch. You're never like books. But
it's kind of booked.
Well, whatever.
It is a book.
It's
there's
a comic
lot of no, there's
book.
A lot of text in it,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
I got to read?
It's a story.
Yeah. There's like in between every graphic novel chapter, there's a text chapter.
Yeah.
It's a comic book.
And a book. It's really great literature, and a lot of Lost is based on The Watchmen too. It's a big influence on Lost.
Seriously?
Yeah, you should.
Also,
read it.
A big influence on My Chemical Romance.
What?
Yeah, he says that's like the most influential thing the singer said.
Okay, but it's still cool. Trust me.
Yeah. They did a song for the soundtrack. They covered Bob Dylan.
Oh boy.
It's not bad.
Oh boy.
What song by Bob Dylan?
Desolation Row.
Not enough. I don't really know the hits.
Cue it up on the YouTube.
No.
Give the kids a listen.
No.
Educate them.
Yeah, we haven't had our quotient of shitty music this
it's
year.
Not, oh, you guys are too harsh.
Let's play the Ja Rule. My
camera. I feel like, oh, we got it right here.
That's good. It looks like I just said it. It's perfect. Oh, we're about to rock this Bob Dylan right here. How many rows must a man walk down, son?
That's sort of like that commercial they have now with Bob Dylan and Will I Am.
Oh,
have you
God.
Seen that commercial?
No, God.
Where it's like
so
that parody, like they're making us try to think that Will I Am is the new Bob Dylan bass.
Yeah.
It's like the parallels between yesterday and today.
Because they're both freakish looking. That's the only thing I can see.
Let's cue it up.
It's absurd. We're not going to be able to tell by
listening.
Well,
we could
to
explain
it.
What's
Will
going
I
on.
Am trying not to show that he's balding.
Let Darren see.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true.
So explain what's
may
going on.
What do for others.
Okay, it's like a Bob Dylan footage, and then they go right to like Will I Am doing the same thing. Now there's skaters.
There's like an old footage of something happening and a new footage.
For every young.
Oh, I see. So Bruce Lee and then some. There's Bob Dylan playing,
yeah.
And then there's this douchebag now. Oh, this is terrible.
Immediately ruined. Like, it was so good, and then, like, done.
You know, I heard this on the radio on a commercial. And I didn't know who it was. I knew it was Dylan.
What's the commercial for something?
Pepsi.
For Pepsi.
Pepsi, no sense.
Pepsi, I love your product so much. It's probably going to kill me.
Refreshing
the world. It's going to rip a hole through your stomach.
I prefer Diet Coke.
I love Pepsi, but you're ruining America with this shit.
Not only that, but have you guys seen the new logo?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the dumbest thing ever.
Well, explain why.
It's unnecessary.
All right, but what don't you like about it?
Well, okay, I don't know if people, metalheads, really care.
Rob is very...
So you brought it up.
Logos.
Well, you know, I'm a logo developer.
Oh, wait, he's a... The whole internet, this guy.
No, it's different. It's different. There's a difference.
What is the difference?
A designer designs.
And a developer has no sex.
Developer.
Shot down in flames, motherfucker.
Wow.
Get through your job description now, bitch.
You're going to get dry home tonight.
Oh, no, damn it.
While I'm going to play Slayer.
Slayer. Play Slayer. String Quartet Slayer.
You're going to dry hump your knee.
So I think I get it now. Will I Am is the dry hump version of Dylan.
Wow.
It all Could that be a new catchphrase for us? That things are the dry hump version of something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, the dry humping is the new sex. Okay, I got one. Rihanna with two black eyes is the dry humping version of Rihanna with no black eyes.
Oh. I suppose. Though you could consider that she's more vulnerable with the two. Go further.
Right, you ruined the analogy. Yeah. But actually, it was a bad analogy.
You're a bad analogy.
I appreciate
your face is a bad analogy.
What?
Oh, wait, I got it.
Uh-oh. This is going to be harsh, I can tell already.
Okay, so Rob is the dry hump version.
Oh my
God. Can I just say something? Once you insulted his web developing job, I knew Sloth was coming somewhere.
Oh, no. It has to go for the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, and that was just meanness.
So now,
I love
you,
that wasn't even funny.
She's gone right over the hurdle.
Sid was laughing.
It used to be Rob looks like Sloth. Now Rob is worse than Sloth.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Noah!
It's not me, it's Lamb Goat. Okay?
Lower and lower.
I just say what I read.
Oh, is Lamb Goat feeding you lines in your head?
Yeah.
Is that it? Rob Flip? Is that what's going on?
Lamb Goat is...
Oh, shit! Uh-oh,
we're going to get a bunch of angry comments.
Good.
Now.
From who? People who can't read and write. You should not have said that because you stupid jerks. You remember when we went to Sounds of the Underground and Devil Wears Prada was there?
Yeah.
I interviewed them, and they were like, ha ha, that's funny, Lamb Goat. Ha ha ha. Because they get ripped to shreds on Lamb Goat all the time.
Well, they get ripped to shreds everywhere. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess that's where they took.
Well, Lamb Goat rips everyone apart. It's fantastic. It's a wonderful site for mean comments, I have to say.
The whole internet is a site for mean comments.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is also very true.
So, what were you looking up there again?
I wasn't looking anything up.
You're just playing solitaire?
Yeah. I'm kind of bored by this.
Do you have the audio of Noah's mom yet?
Oh, no. I could do that during the break. That's too much to do.
Fucking
solitaire.
Why don't we take a break?
Why don't we do a double Sabbath?
On your classic rock, 102.7 Metal Injection Radio.
Sabbath is the dry hump version of Rainbow.
We're giving away tickets.
You're listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live cast.
Yeah. rise and fall. Rise and fall, we're gonna rise and fall. Make this story what we say. Rise and fall, we're gonna rise and fall. Rise and stop what we do. Rise and fall.
Hi, I'm Lilith's mother. And when I'm not busy being the subject of my daughter's sexual fantasy, I'm listening to the Metal Injection live cast. And so should you.
Did you guys hear that? Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lilith's mother. And when I'm not busy being the subject of my daughter's sexual fantasy, I'm listening to the Metal Injection live cast.
No, your mom.
You sound like that,
actually. I wonder you fantasize about her.
All right, people at home. People at home, I'm talking to you now. Pick up your phone. Give us a call. The number is 646-244-44.
Oh, wait, no, that's our number.
I'm an idiot.
646. Don't call that number.
929-1357.
Seriously, if you're going to do that, you're gonna it's a waste. Don't do it.
You're gonna knock our show off the air.
No.
Don't do that.
No, you won't. You don't know the host pin. It's 107. No. give us a call. It's 646-929-1357.
No. Don't give us a call.
Don't give us a call. I don't care.
Don't.
So it's time for a break. Oh.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. You didn't have to stop talking.
It's time for our brand new segment.
Well, let me do it in a non-annoying voice. Hold on.
That's already an annoying voice. And now, the host of Porno Madlands, Dangerous Devin Zuccato!
All right, now that everyone tuned out.
Great.
We need some game show music.
Let's see if this works.
Okay. Sounds like a football game.
Totally not
court.
It.
All right, so maybe someone else should do the sound effects.
There's nothing on YouTube. YouTube fails me.
Dating game?
We took like a 6-minute music break.
And yet Darren says it now. I love it.
All right. A show that's absolutely nothing like The Price is Right. It's time for Porno Madlands. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for applauding, everybody. No, I went to sound effect. All right. Well, you know the rules of our game. I'm going to read you some parts of speech, and you're going to give me answers for those parts of speech, and then we'll place those funny words you give me. Thank you. You're real fucking slow, you cocksuckers. I'm going to place those parts of speech inside of a porno story, and the results will be hilarious. So, boy, this is the most abrupt audience I've ever worked with, and I've been in this business 57 years. We're going to start with Noah. All right, shut up. Okay, lovely Noah, star of MASH and the Love Boat. Noah, give me a noun.
George Washington.
That's a person's name, Noah. Let's try a noun this time.
It's a person.
If I ask for a person's name, God damn it, I'll ask for a person's name. Thank you. Noah, give me a noun. Person, please. Let's see. Bob, we need a noun also.
Octopus.
Octopus. Sid, give me a name.
Fred.
Fred. Noah, a noun. Big card.
Pencil.
Pencil. Rob, an adjective.
Sexy.
Sexy. Sid, give me an adjective.
Smelly.
And we're going to go with an animal or animals.
A porcupine.
Porcupine. Rob, a place.
Heaven.
Heaven. Sid, noun.
Bologna sandwich.
Bologna sandwich. Noah, clothing. Piece of clothing.
A tampon.
That's clothing?
I always wear tampons on my vest. Rob, a noun, please.
Pot.
Pot. Sid, another noun.
Treehouse.
I like it. I like where this is going. Noah, give me a place.
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge, I like it. All right, Rob, I'm going to need a verb.
A verb.
An action word.
Smoking.
Smoking. Sid, a body part.
Pinky toe.
Noah, a verb, please.
Hopping.
Hopping. Rob, you get an ethnicity.
Blatino. Combination of black and Latino.
Sid, a plural noun.
Bunions.
Adjective, please.
Corroded.
Okay.
Whoa! Way to get all 11th grade on us.
I was using Roger Thesaurus over there. Before.
What'd you tell him?
Rob, another adjective.
Corroded.
Sorry, another adjective.
This is not a competition.
I was drawing a blank.
Sloth-like.
I already said lovely, right? No, I said sexy. Sexy.
Yeah, lovely is fine.
Lovely.
We'll go with a plural noun, Sid.
Roger's thesaurus.
Thesauruses.
Thesauri. All right, adjective. The lovely Noah.
Crusty.
Crusty. Robert, a noun.
Seat.
Okay, Sid, an adverb.
Clumsily.
Ooh, sexy. Now I need a color, please.
A shit brown.
Shit brown. Adjective. Rob.
Shitty.
Shitty. Shitty, shit brown. That usually works out. Adjective. And a noun?
A noun. Breast milk.
Breast milk. Oh, and
Noah.
Finally, the final word goes to Rob, and it's a noun.
Ooh. Asshole.
Asshole. And now?
The funny thing is that noun might actually be replacing itself.
Okay. And now, his story, direct from Tite Magazine, with help from the Metal Injection Livecast. Can I have some sexy music for this?
I'm queuing it up.
Sorry. I just asked. It's my fault. It's a learning process. I'm going to know all the stuff next time. Is that porno music? I like it. Like butter and sweet tarts, the brat's first experience.
I think the way it should work is someone else should read the words.
No, I'm the host.
Oh, really?
My toilet seat. Because the...
Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about blue? Do you have any blue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Oh, wow.
That's right, we're drugs.
So we've had enough. So for all you three listeners listening live,
you're just going to have to listen to the archive version.
Yep.
You missed out on some gold.
Now, some gold. Let me ask you, do you think we're that compelling that they would sit there through silence?
Yes.
And then still be listening to this?
Yes. Give us a call if you're still listening. Our number is 646-929-1357.
It's a good thing you read the right number this time.
Yeah, and you know what? What somebody pointed out to me, a wonderful listener, pointed out that a lot of our callers are from California.
Yeah.
It's because it's only like 8 o'clock over there.
It's the same person calling. It's like the same guy in his
phone. No, it's not the same. And we've had a few. We had like Cali and Texas and Colorado.
Nebraska.
Vancouver.
It's always like mountain or Pacific.
What you should do is quit your job so we can do the show at like 6.
I know.
Or we move the show to the unfunny day of Sunday.
But then we'll lose the people in the West Coast.
I think we should have
Sunday?
This discussion like...
No, you guys call it.
Yeah,
let us know when the perfect time.
when do you like to listen to...
You know what? This is what we'll do. We'll do a survey.
Hey, yo.
If you go to the Metal Injection Livecast portal, or whatever the word for that is, you go to metalinjection.net/livecast.
We don't know the right word, Mr. Web Developer?
It's actually a landing page. That's the proper term. I needed a second. Go there. Go to this episode. This would be episode 9. Is this 9? Well, the Friday the 13th episode. Leave us a comment and be all like, hey, this is when you guys should do your live cast. And then we'll be like, why the fuck are we listening to this guy?
You're just fishing for comments. I know what this is.
Damn. I didn't figure it out.
I'll tell you something. Rob gets so turned on when there's a comment on any radio station page that he just like jerks off to it.
No, he stretches out his vagina lips.
Pictures in
gross.
Well, the porno Mad Libs, it brings that out in us.
Mad Lips.
So what's next? Are we gonna do that song?
Let's set it up. Though, what has been going on in the domestic abuse news, Darren?
Domestic abuse update.
We need the news music.
I thought, yeah, don't we have like a
play the cops theme.
What kind of show is this that we don't have a domestic abuse jingle?
So, yeah, tell us about it, Darren.
Me? Why don't I?
Well,
you tell me about
your show.
How's it my show?
You're 3D, Diva Darren. D.
Okay. So I guess
Dastardly Darren D.
Chris Brown, the noted R&B singer, was arrested for beating up his girlfriend, Rihanna.
R&B stands for Rihanna Beaten.
Yeah,
it's true.
They're going to hell.
And you know, we were having, you know, Rihanna, obviously one of the most popular singles
mm-hmm.
of the last year.
Right. Well, it's 07.
07? Yeah. Oh, I guess it is 09 now, so. I guess.
You have
my heart, and we'll never be worse. What are you
doing? Oh, it's playing.
I'm playing her hit song. The song is Umbrella.
Uh-huh.
For all you metalheads,
they know this song.
No, when we get to the chorus, they'll recognize it.
You couldn't walk into like a store without hearing this song for like a year.
Yeah.
But so he beat her up, and then he contacted us, and he said, "Listen, I wrote a song about how I beat up my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I'd really like you to use the show that debuts the song.
Yeah, because I mean, obviously we have.
People who beat their wives. Is that right?
Definitely.
That's
exactly what
they do in Vancouver.
Right? Yeah.
So let's cue that song up now. It's also called Umbrella, strangely enough.
Yeah.
But I guess we're having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, we're waiting for Alan to come in and fix our...
Alan.
God damn it, Alan!
Alan, you let Noah do everything, and she just fucks everything up.
What happens when you leave things to a woman?
Noah's sitting there fantasizing about her parents doing her in the cornhole.
Can you just give me a minute, please?
You don't have a
1,000.
We're doing do live! It. Fuck it! We'll do it live!
All right. You want to do it live?
It's live radio.
Okay.
Right now, live on the Metal Injection Live.
Wait, how is it live? Is
Chris Brown?
No, Chris Brown is here. He's going to come out. Chris, come out.
Chris!
There he is. Chris Brown.
All right, you're
live
ready?
In the Metal Injection Studios with Umbrella 2.
Yeah. She don't mind whips and chains. I put a staple gun to her brain. She don't never tell me no when I wanna dish out some pain. Maybe she got issues. She loves to lick the bottom of my shoes. And that's not all she like. She get down with a railroad spy. Because and I thought it was so exciting when she found out I was into biting. Said that she wanted to get roughed up, so I took my piss and I balled it up. Now I beat her because she loved it. Hit her with everything in my closet. I could even beat her with my umbrella. I could even beat her with my umbrella.
Get ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Bitch with my umbrella.
Ow!
Ella.
Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella. Ella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Never run when my fists are clenched, or when I smack her with an Allen wrench. And when the cops take me in, we'll let the judge get some punches in. And if the bruise is big, she'll start to squeal just like a pig. But now I know that she'll never fight, just as long as I treat her right. Because she used to like me to kiss and hug her. Now I got her beat her with a Louisville slugger. She's cute when she tries to put up a fight. Starts kicking and screaming all through the night. Now that I beat her more than ever, know that there could be no other. I can even hit her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with
my umbrella. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 That really hurts!
My umbrella.
Ow! Stop that already! Ow! Ow!
I can stab her in the arm. She will never get along. She won't get mad. She's my little punching bag. There's a squad car sitting out front. Think I'm getting locked up. Because 911, she started dialing. Ordered me for domestic violence. Said that I gave her two black eyes and a hot curly iron burn on her thigh. Now I'll be locked up in the slammer. Won't be visited by Rihanna. Gonna be ass raped by a fella. Gonna be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow!
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Gonna be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, I kind of like this. Ass raped by a fella.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, oh, yeah. I'm glad I'm in jail.
You think you're big and bad, Chris Brown, beating up on girls?
Oh, oh, oh.
Come here.
Chris Brown, Anal Rape Remix, 2009.
Yeah.
Umbrella on fire.
Oh, hit you with Bubba.
Oh, oh, yeah. Bubba.
That's
oh,
my
Bubba.
Shit right there.
Oh, Bubba, you hit the...
That's because I used my umbrella.
Wow! Chris Brown!
Unbelievable.
Woo!
Unbelievable. What did our studio audience think of that?
Top 20, I think that's easily...
Oh, standing ovation from our studio.
Sit down. standing O.
Stop throwing shit at us.
Oh, that's right. We didn't give him seat. I forgot.
All right. Wow, what a great song.
I love it.
My arms are a little bruised up.
And it's also like, I thought in the beginning it was a little harsh, but
yeah, it was like, Chris Brown, should you really be, talking about domestic violence?
Yeah, like you beat her up and now you're singing about it, but then at the end.
Yeah, there's a moral. A moral.
The moral of the story is if you beat your girlfriend up, you will get fucked in the ass in jail.
And then you might like it.
Yeah, and you'll become gay.
So he wins in the end.
And nothing.
Oh, man.
Get it?
It's a happy ending.
And the moral is nothing's worse than having gay sex.
With an umbrella.
Wait, no, whatever. I don't know.
Ah.
So
you figure out what the moral of the story is.
It's 646-929-1357. Give us a call, man. Radio. And if you're accidentally listening to us and trying to listen to the World of Warcraft kid,
that guy's going to have so many hits now that we're hyping him up.
I know. But he deserves it. He does good work.
Great
that
job.
Guy does good
great
work.
Job.
He really breaks a sweat.
Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, for him breaking a sweat is just like
lifting the shwinky.
Yeah, or like shuffling in bed. That breaks the sweat for him.
His mom brings him lemonade. He reaches for it.
Yeah, like typing is causes sweat for him. You know.
Typing.
Yeah.
Well,
he's trying to liven up the show much better, and you know. You're the worst, bitch.
I'm trying to kill time by stuttering. Thanks for totally calling me out on it.
You mean calling you out on it?
You
That was vicious with the sloth and the stuttering jokes.
I evaded
you. Said sloth like before.
I was mocking you doing it. I wasn't calling.
Moving on!
Jesus doesn't even
like her. Sid, are you, you almost done with the second version of the porno?
Yeah, well, you missed the whole sloth reference there.
What is your sister wearing right now, Rob?
Oh, that's right. We didn't even bring that up. Oh, man. Yeah, there's an ongoing thing where Sid thinks Rob's sister is really hot.
Everyone thinks Rob's sister is really hot.
Disclaimer, the last time I saw Rob's sister was on our old radio show, which was like 2003.
No way.
She was still really hot.
I saw her at a party, but she still looked like a little kid.
She didn't dress as provocatively, but you knew what was going on.
I thought she was a very pretty young girl. I wouldn't say that she was sexually attractive at that point.
Liar.
I swear to God.
How many
embarrassing things have I said?
In Darren's defense,
yes.
My sister does not look like a big booty Latina. So,
what? Are you crazy?
I don't know what she looks like. I'm out of
that's
this.
That's exactly
she's
what
not Darren
what she looks
type,
like.
I don't think.
I like some
put
white
the pipe
girls,
down,
though.
Robert.
No.
She's dark-skinned. She's olive-skinned.
Wow, really?
Olive-skinned?
Can we bring up a picture?
Leave Allah.
I
don't know what her
you know what her fucking
liar. Liar. Dirty liar.
She's not in my top eight.
She's
not my top eight. I'll tell you that.
She's on top of your something.
Oh. Top 36.
You wish she was on top of you. I got a top eight for her right here in my pants.
See, Rob, now being called sloth.
No, I prefer the sister bashing.
Right.
Who's bashing her?
Well, all right.
Chris
Brown
is. Let me get back.
Chris Brown.
Ella. So what I was going to say is that, to be honest with you, the last time I remember seeing her, she did not look like a hot chick. She looked like a pretty young girl.
That would end up being a hot chick.
Possibly. But that's how it works, you know. But Sid says that she's just a knockout.
I know so many guys where they have smoking hot sisters, but they are complete messes themselves.
Genetics.
Hey,
if I had a sister, she'd probably be amazingly gorgeous, and thank God I
think that's how it works.
It's off the air, but now that we're on the air, like, let's say Rob's sister was lying naked with her legs wide open on your bed and wanted you to fuck her, and Rob said, look, it's off to the side. Please, you're my good friend. Just, I know she's hot, but don't fuck her, please.
Before
she
got the word please out, I would already be inside. There would be no discussion. I would be Rob's uncle before the night was over. Somehow.
Bastard.
And would you still talk to Sid after that?
Yeah,
no.
Of course he would.
No.
Please.
No.
He'd be holding the fucking camera.
He goes, it's easier to find another roommate than other pussy.
Pussy like that. Other pussy is easy.
But
oh, it's the guy's sister, dude.
That exquisite. I'm not saying she's ugly. I'm saying she's fantastic.
Can we move on to a different segment?
It's the guy's sister.
He should.
Right here. Rob, you think your sister's hot?
Have you ever walked in on her in the bathroom accidentally?
No.
And lingered for a minute too long?
So for the
a half hour too long.
Sid, if you had a sister that looked like Rob's sister, would you do that?
Would I do what?
Would you linger a little too long?
I don't even want to think about what I would do. It would upset me and disturb me.
It would be in the next story we're going
to
read.
Try not to think about those things. It's just better off.
Do you have our second porno Mad Libs ready?
Incest is best when you keep it in the family.
Sure.
Oh, so.
Is it all ready?
Game show music, please.
I'm not as good with the parts of speech, so some of my phrasing here is going to be improper. But
sure.
To Darren, give me a noun.
Pickle.
Noah, give me a noun.
Lung.
Pickles and lungs.
Rob, give me a noun.
Bodega.
You can get both.
Ethnic flavor.
Darren, give me an adjective.
Bloody.
Noah, give me a noun.
A geyser.
Ooh. Again, with the college-grade vocabulary.
Rob, give me a verb ending in ing. There's probably a more proper name for that. But
sniffing.
Give me a gerund. What?
Sniffing. If you said give me a gerund, I'd be like, what? I don't have
but
any of
those.
But
if you read real Mad Libs, it says ing verb.
I only have
ing verb Malmsteen. What's the show coming to? Ow.
Everybody's chipping their teeth on
chaos.
The microphones today. Noah, give me a plural noun.
Oh,
Rob.
Rob.
Rob. Confused. I didn't know who I did last because it was the laughter and the heartiness. Plural noun, Darren.
Panties.
Oh.
Verb ending in ing.
Humping.
That's probably in there, right?
Oh,
yeah, that's what you're replacing.
Rob, noun.
Remote.
Darren, plural noun.
Zebras.
Noah, noun.
Horses.
I love this music. Is that a metal show?
Rob, noun.
Should have like Slayer playing there.
Bed.
Darren, verb.
Pick.
Noah, noun.
A tsunami.
Rob, verb ending in ed.
Oh, a past tense verb.
Go off. Smart aleck.
Lived.
How grim of you. Okay.
Oh, I wanted one more.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to replace one of your previous
yes,
ones?
Yes, can I?
Okay, which one? What would you
when
like
I said
to give
pick,
me?
I would like to change that to fart.
Yeah!
Woo! Can I change?
No!
Oh.
I only get
no,
the change,
no.
Not you.
Fine.
All right, now I will read to you a selection entitled Horny Young Coeds Just Don't Wonder What Anal Sex Would Be Like. They go ahead and try it. Frank's Pickle had the worst reputation on campus. Several people had told me that a guy couldn't get rushed into his frat house unless he performed anal sex in front of the whole lungs. Naturally, this gossip captured my imagination because I wondered about the girls who cooperated with these escapades. I couldn't help fantasizing about what it would be like when a whole group of rowdy buttfuckers cheered you on. Natalie, a bloody college freshman, is a leggy brunette with tan thighs and a remarkable heart-shaped geyser. Her brown eyes sparkled as she confesses to sniffing her date into introducing her to the joys of anal penetration. I didn't waste much time on witty conversation. My roommate was out of the way for the weekend, so I whisked off my clothes and met Frank at the door stark naked. Twirling on my panties, I flashed him the smooth curves of my firm, tight ass. Back there happens to be virgin territory, I informed him. Would you like to help me change that humping fact? He asked me if I was sure I knew what I was getting into, and I assured him that I was. A wicked grin spread across his face when I pulled out the rubbers and the remote, because that's when he knew that I was serious. However, he insisted on plenty of foreplay, including lots of zebras, and a passionate session of 16. Anal is always better if the woman is warmed up first, he explained. That way your asshole dilates easily and naturally.
Oh.
I didn't know an asshole could dilate. Natalie squirms in her seat, obviously stimulated by the memories. By the time he got his horses into my back alley, I was almost weeping from the intensity of my need. He knew how to tease a girl to the point of desperation. As he promised, my bed opened with surprising ease, and I felt my rectal muscles grip his peckerhead and fart it deep inside. My orgasm had a deeper, richer quality than it did when he was fucking my mouth or pussy. At least I felt like a complete tsunami. Now I'm volunteering to be one of the buttfuck girls for this year's fraternity rush. Frank taught me so well that I've learned that I'm eager to show off what I've lived. The end.
Wow, I think that one really showed what Porno Mad Libs is all about.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking at home. You're thinking, wow, here they go with another zany idea that's probably not going to work. Wrong. Wrong. We fucking nailed it.
Guys are like...
It all makes sense.
Yeah,
it all comes full circle, I feel, you know?
Did we put peckerhead into that, or was that there?
That was
already there. Was the dilated anus.
Kind of hard to believe.
Yeah, so
what does that mean when your anus dilates?
Like, what happens to your people? They just expand.
Can we test that on you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
Oh, no, we were just kidding.
No, kid, we're not really going to do it.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Rob, take your sister on the phone.
How are you going to see her dilated anus on the phone?
Just ask her.
Webcam.
What happened last time Sid was over there when you dilated your anus?
What? My sister would never invite Sid over.
I thought you were going to say your sister would never dilate her anus.
How do you know?
Say that sentence because that's...
Dilate her anus.
What happens when she takes a shit? Does it come out in, like, crazy straw fashion?
My sister doesn't take shit.
It's like the Play-Doh machine.
Gross. Gross.
Her feces taste like hummus.
Gross.
She would dip like lamb stew in her dumps. We should bring the Russian guys in just to elevate this discussion. Or a change.
Do people realize how fucking funny we are? Do they understand? We are fucking hilarious.
We are so proud of ourselves.
We don't nearly get enough praise.
Where else can you talk about homeless and dumps on the radio?
I mean, really.
Homeless and feces.
And geysers. Oh, my.
And I was just going to say that. Bitch.
Fine, I just won't talk anymore. How about that?
No, that was
where's
good. Keep me to it.
So,
yeah.
We should do the dating game with Jason.
Okay.
So we said we were going to do that.
He's incapacitated.
You think he's a little wasted?
Yeah, I think he got into your stash. He's a little high.
Let's play a very short music break.
Yeah, let's go to a quick music break.
Oh, can I request something?
What's up, Beatallica? Let's see if I have
it. It's going to take like 6 minutes for Rob to find it.
I would like to hear The Thing That Should Not Let It Be.
I do have it.
Can I explain what Beatallica is?
Do it.
Do people know that, or is that like a...
I've heard of
it.
That's
not a song here.
The Thing That Should Not Let It Be.
I don't see it. I see.
Search it on YouTube.
Okay.
Anyway, so Beatallica is a band that performs Beatles songs in the style of Metallica with different, like, Metallica-ized lyrics. But Beatles melodies, and the singer does an impression of James Hetfield that's so that all the comments say, is that really James Hetfield? Because they think it's him singing.
I could only find the live version.
No, it's there, I'm telling you. It's there.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I put Beatallica the Thing.
Just
no, that's
type the whole thing out.
Why don't we just put the live one?
Huh?
Why can't we just play the live one?
I put Metallica Things.
It's not as good.
Maybe
don't you
Metallica
have it on your iTunes?
No, I think it's on a different album. I have And Justice for All My Loving.
That's not so good.
Sergeant Hatfield's Hey Dude.
Hey Dude, play that.
All right, a little Hey Dude.
And then we'll be back.
Imagine if God really existed, but only created the world so he could privately watch Japanese school girls shave their legs. Wouldn't that be weird? Now back to the only show that will tell you that God really exists. And he has a creepy Asian shaving fetish. The Metal Injection Live cast.
I'm sorry, we should just play like 900 back to back. Hey, everybody! Welcome back. I didn't know that we were starting the show. That's why I was talking. This is 3D, and I'm your host for this very special Friday the 13th edition of The Dating Game. All right. Thank you, you three people in the studio audience. And it's time to meet our lovely bachelor. Boy, are you people on Vicodin? Lovely bachelor competing for the affections of our lovely bachelorette. Please welcome Jason Voorhees.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Jason, I can barely hear you. You want to take that mask off?
No, not really.
Okay,
I like masks.
And, okay, are you ready to meet our lovely bachelorettes?
Yes.
You don't sound too enthusiastic about it.
Well, I have to think about it.
All right.
I don't usually speak, so I like to think before I speak.
Jason, you're a big, burly guy. You have such a light, feminine voice. I was wondering.
Do you have a problem with my voice?
No, not at all. Now, Jason, what do you do for a living?
I work at Walmart, and I'm responsible for slashing prices.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Slashing prices, he says.
Another thing. Other things on the side, a little freelance work.
Do you maybe become a serial killer?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I like how you made a pun there.
Yes.
Okay. I've been acquitted of all crimes.
All right.
A very good lawyer.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Thank you. Can we move on? I thought we were going to talk about this.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I didn't get that note from the producers.
I hate game show hosts.
It says here on my card, no talking about slashing, killing, or brutalizing or killing.
Oh, women. My God, you're talking about it.
Sorry, you're right. You're
Stop
right.
talking about it.
Okay, let's meet our beautiful bachelorettes. Bachelorette number one, Candy Blossom. Say hello to Jason, Candy.
Hi.
Jason.
Ooh.
Good thing there's no IQ test for this show. Thank you, Candy. And let's meet our second contestant, Rihanna.
Yo, son, what's up?
Rihanna, beautiful R&B. Rihanna, why do you have two black eyes and a broken front tooth? Right along. Let's meet our third bachelorette. She just walked in. She's from Teaneck, New Jersey, and her name is Mrs. Divitelli. Ah, what the hell is this? Look at what she's wearing. I don't want to sit next to this Corma. This is disgusting.
Oh, that last one sounds kind of hot.
Who are you? What's that voice I hear? What is this? What, are we from some kind of television program? Who are you? Are you the voice of God? Who is that?
You sound sexy. What's your name?
Ugh! You're talking to a woman that was married for 43 years!
This is a dating show.
Excuse me, can you please stop yelling in my ear?
Yes, let's take some control of this program. I'm going to turn it over to the bachelorettes, who will now ask questions of our lovely bachelor.
Excuse me, I thought I was asking the questions.
That's right, I just became a... My apologies, Jason.
Who'd you have to blow to get this job?
That's not your business.
Where are we blowing?
All right, Candy, you're going to have to put your clothes back on while we ask the questions. All right.
Sorry, I had a little sneeze.
And Jason, take it away.
That's how I sneeze.
Get it? Because that's in the movie.
Excuse me, can I get blessed? No politeness here. Someone bless me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, first
question. You sound like that motherfucker from Halloween.
I always get confused for that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm Jason Voorhees, not Michael Myers. Oh, my God. That guy's so ugly.
He was all with that cha-cha-cha shit.
Are we going to double team?
Am I confusing my Halloween stereotypes? Why do I suddenly have an urban accent? Anyway. Bachelorette number one, perhaps? I don't know how this game show works. We only wrote this bit 5 minutes ago. Anyway.
Wrote it.
Contestant number one.
What is your question already?
Don't rush me. Minus one. Contestant number one, are you a bleeder?
I mean, any way you want to do it, baby, as long as you pay. Okay.
Ooh, right answer. Except Jason never pays. It's always the victim that pays. I mean, contestant what? Number two, Rihini? How do you say it?
Just enough, motherfucker.
Oh, man, that girl sounds like she deserves a beating. Let's see, Rihini, if you were a murder victim, what kind of murder victim would you be?
I guess if I had to choose, I would probably be the type that get beaten to death by her boyfriend in a city.
Ooh, that was the right answer. I like that. Contestant number three.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, I'm three, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
hold on. Can I just light up a camel first before you ask?
Please.
Ugh, that's better.
Oh, my God. That sounded like we're in Requiem for a Dream.
All right, go ahead and ask, you friggin' schmuck.
Oh, my God, I hate being rushed. Please stop it.
I got places to go, buddy.
All right, okay. So my question is very simple. Have you ever worked?
Of course I've worked.
No, let me finish.
You think I'm a loafer? Let me finish
the question.
Sorry.
Have you ever worked as a camp counselor or anything like that?
A camp counselor? What the hell would I do that for? I hate children. Why would I ever want to be around those little stinking brats?
So you'd never be around a camp?
No, of course. You're making me all the clamped with this. I purposely moved as far away. I moved to Miami just to get as far away from children as humanly possible.
I see. Well, that's a minus one for the dev. Let's see. Bachelorette number one, are you still there?
I think so.
You sound kind of cute, Bachelorette number one. I have a question.
What's the question?
It's what I'm about to say to you. And I'm going to have an inflection at the end of it. That's going to be, inquisitive.
You're going to have an infection?
No.
I can't sleep with you.
No.
The doctor said not to do that.
No, I hate when this happens.
Thank God we're behind a wall, honey.
Come on, listen to my question with a little inflection.
Okay.
You sound like a good girl, but do you mind, guys who have, severe facial disfiguration?
And if the light is turned off, and if you can just put something on it, like a
mask?
Bag,
like a mask. Do you like masks?
Oh yeah, I like masks.
Do you like to role play? Do you like hockey? Do you like hockey goalies?
Wait a second. Do you look like that freak from Mask, the disgusting kid?
No.
With the fucked up face?
Not at all.
You start talking about masks, you get me worried.
Is that the only mask?
That kid looked like a fucking truck ran over him, for God's sakes. Look like a fucking horse.
Oh, my God.
Horse with Down syndrome.
This isn't the Divitelli show. This is the dating show.
Sorry, go ahead.
If you look like a horse, I'll do you.
Maybe I'll get plastic surgery then. Bachelorette number two. Are you still there?
I'm here, motherfucker.
Gangster, as they say.
I'm from Barbados. Oh, fuck with me.
I have a very serious question for you, okay?
You still sound like that motherfucker from Halloween.
You're so intuitive. Let me ask you. When making whoopee, do you scream for help?
Nah, usually that's okay, as long as you don't make with that rough stuff. I don't like that rough shit. I'll call 5-0 on your ass. I don't care what Taylor Towers says. You beat me up!
Okay, deep breath. we're just having a game show here. I'm not murdering anyone.
It's been a rough week for me, motherfucker. Back off.
Why did you agree to this, then?
I was lonely.
Ooh, I like a girl who's lonely. That's sexy. Contestant number three. Bachelorette number three. That's not my name. My name is Jason.
Do whatever. Go ahead, spit it out.
Ooh. I just want to know, what, Mrs. G, is your skin tender? Like, you know, like for cutting and stuff.
My skin has been through so many tanning booths throughout the course of my life. It is stretched tighter across my face than a baby's bottom, you disgusting pervert! Just like a snare drum, that's what my skin is like! Like a snare drum with varicose veins!
I'm sorry, what does a snare drum have to do?
A snare drum! You know what a fucking snare drum is, you freak!
No,
you
I'm
perv!
I'm not in a band. I'm not a very musical person.
It really doesn't make any difference because you're not coming anywhere near my friggin' skin. So don't worry about how tender it is.
Is that
disgusting mask face and covering it up with some paper bag or something?
I have a hockey mask.
A hockey
know.
Schmucky! So many fucking holes in that goddamn thing.
This old bitch smells like pasta primavera. Get her away from me.
Ooh. Pasta primavera!
Pasta primavera is like my favorite.
Listen to me. I don't smell like anything but matzo balls and camel residue.
Ooh.
You understand?
You know what's really good?
What?
You know, when you're feeling a little frisky, have some matzo balls with pasta primavera.
Oh, you'll get some balls, all right.
Wait a minute. I thought this was a female dating show.
Oh, shut it.
I might like it. Anyway, I have one last question for Rihuni. Rihuni, is that you, Rihuni?
Yeah, what you mean, motherfucker?
Okay, this is like a very creative question. It took me like a while to come up with this one. So.
Since we wrote the bit,
it took me. It was like, if I was a knife, how would you want me to butcher you?
I guess I would want you to rain down cuts on me. I wouldn't even take out my umbrella, Ella.
Ooh, I like umbrellas.
I just said I wouldn't take it out.
All right. That's all the time we have for questioning. And now it's time for Jason to decide if he wants Bachelorette number one.
Pick me.
Bachelorette number two.
Stay the fuck away from me, motherfucker.
Oh, Bachelorette number three.
Give me another pack of candles, you schmuck.
Jason? Time to make a decision.
Oh my god, it's so hard.
We don't need to know that. Just tell us who you pick.
No, I mean my decision. It's like there's like three completely different beautiful young ladies. Well, two young ladies and one's old with sounding. Lady.
You pick all of them?
I'm afraid that's not in our budget.
How about if I murder you?
You can pick anything you want.
Well then, I'll pick all of them.
I'm afraid that's all the time we have on the dating game. All the women have apparently fled the studio. And Jason's chasing me around.
Motherfucker, where's Chris Brown when you need him?
What the fuck? He's got a knife!
Easy!
It's still dirty for breakfast! It's got like eggs on it!
That's all the time we have.
This is the greatest thing that could have ever!
Not even kosher! What the fuck? Don't touch me with that thing!
Alright, well, that's all the time we have for the dating game. I'm about to bleed to death. So we'll join you next Valentine's Day on the Metal Injection Livecast!
Wow.
I didn't know how to.
That was intense. Jason and all of them got out of here quick.
Yeah.
Got out of here quick!
So we got a special guest in the studio.
Oh,
she's got a mouth full of marijuana as we speak.
that's always a good thing. That's always a good thing.
Have a seat.
We're down to the final 8 minutes, 6 minutes. We have 6 minutes remaining.
Went by so fast.
Introduce yourself, please.
I am Jenny.
Jenny, the lovely
Jenny. Hey, Jenny. She's like the pot fairy. She comes in and brings marijuana for
us. Wasn't that your nickname in high school, Rob?
High school?
You did it again, Jen.
No, the best... The best use of that line was we were in Philly, and for some reason we drove by a place called the Mattress Queen, and Sid goes, oh, that was my mom's nickname in high school.
It's just, it's always hilarious when you use that line.
It's so brilliant.
The Mattress Queen. So, Jenny, tell us about
you. Jenny, what do you do for a living, for a profession?
A pot smoking thing.
Yeah. Smoke pot with her students. No, I
do
not.
No.
What grade? What grade?
We won't say where you teach or anything about it.
Or give the address. 1281 Coney Island Avenue.
What's that?
Uh-huh.
Middle school, Matt?
They're not smoking weed.
No,
yet,
but
at
it's,
that point.
It's a suspension type of school.
Have they tried to sell to you?
Okay.
Have you taken any of their stash?
Do they have good stuff?
Nobody listens to our show, don't worry.
You teach at Cunningham by any chance? Okay.
She's going, no.
So wait, you teach math?
No. Yeah.
What kind of math?
Middle school.
Is it algebra?
Yes.
Yeah, I want you to do my arithmetic.
Can you speak in binary?
Like quadratic equations and shit?
Yeah.
That's in middle school?
Yeah.
Quadratic equations?
Yeah, it's like seventh grade.
No, I know it's easy, but I'm saying, like, I learned it in high school.
So basically,
I knew it before
what? Is the school, and is it like a good neighborhood or like a poorish?
It's a middle class black neighborhood.
Okay,
those exist.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
come
man,
on!
It's not my fault.
Come on.
John Edwards said there's two Americas.
You racist.
So do you? Do they keep up? I mean,
is that where the Huxtables live? That was the only one I've heard.
All right.
Okay.
You teach Urkel?
You gotta
does he smoke weed?
I knew that.
I smoke that.
They all smoke.
Do they smoke
weed
it in the class
and
while you're teaching?
Like bunnies.
Why do you know this? They tell
they
you?
They talk about it constantly. All
right.
All middle school children do.
This is what her class
talk
sounds
about
like.
Sex.
All right. X squared plus 2x minus 3. Fuck it.
So yeah, because I remember when I was in high school, I was tutoring, and the people I was tutoring, they were in junior high school, and I was like, how dumb are these people?
It's so bad. My kids are like, I'm like, okay, what's 2 times 6? They're like,
wait,
what is this?
No,
what, it's not
18.
It's not.
Like,
fuck.
It's 8. Duh.
I failed.
That's bad.
Yeah.
What's 2 plus 6? 26. But I win.
I definitely.
That was Chris Brown in her class.
Like I was tutoring this girl, and I remember like I basically had to go back to like third grade math.
Yeah.
And like just break it down. I don't know, like who's to blame for that? The teachers? Can we blame the teachers?
Well, they get funding based on how many kids graduate. So they just shuffle them through the class, like even if they don't know what.
It's everything. Like
just the whole system is fucked.
We have some fabulous teachers, but there are teachers that, like, you, a year at this job is like
it breaks
15
you.
Years.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
So did any of the kids ever try to molest you or sexually harass you in any way?
Like, ooh, lady, you got a fine booty.
Yeah, like some of the last
do they comment
year,
on your booty?
No, it's actually sometimes they do, but not. I dress like a slob. It's ridiculous.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like,
did you do that on purpose?
Well, last year, No, it's just because I'm so lazy.
I had a friend that taught fourth grade, and they were like fucking 12, 13-year-olds in her class. And they would just like walk up and pinch her fucking butt. Like,
no,
swear to God.
I would break their hands, and they know it. Like, they know it.
They're like, Miss P, come with me in the broom closet. I want to hit that.
They also, but half of them look at me and I'm like 53 to them. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't have any.
It's all the pot you've been smoking.
Yeah. Aged you. No, we're kidding. You look wonderful. For an aged pothead.
Well, we only have 2 minutes left. 1 minute left.
What?
Oh, that's not. She's sitting on a wooden rack.
You're sitting on someone's rack?
Teacher, teacher, you sitting on my rack.
And there's splinters in it?
Anyway, I think this show, like, flew by.
Yeah,
really, this episode.
Let's do another 2 hours.
Next week.
All right.
We got a great show next week. Stuff will be here.
We'll replay
our Oscar preview.
Yeah, the week after this coming week, we're going to have a week off, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a best of.
We're going to have a classic.
I'm going to Atlanta for the Scion
Ross. And also doing something.
What are you
celebrating Jenny's birthday.
How old are you going to be? Whatever it is, you probably look younger than it.
Oh, my God. I mean, you look great for 30.
Yeah, you totally don't look 30.
You don't look 30. You really don't. I'm not joking.
Goodbye, everybody!
See you next week.
Check us out, mentalinjection.net.
Thank you, Sid. Thank you, Noah. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Rob's sister.
Thank you, 3D.
Thank you, Hot Tail and Tight Magazine. And, well, Chris Brown, Rihanna, Jenny's kids for molesting her in the class.
22nd.
Who am I leaving out? The Dating Game, Jason Voorhees, Candy Blossoms, Miss Divitelli, and Rihanna again. She had a lot to do with this show.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Last week.
Christian Bale. He made the show possible.
Alan for producing the show.
Bill O'Reilly for telling us we could do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll live.
Goodbye, everybody.
See y'all in hell.
Adios. Turn into a Garfield cartoon. Monday morning is probably the worst.
Is that more a Kathy cartoon?
That too.
Yeah. Nope.
Gosh, yep. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. List. Noah 3D Incid. Free the incident. Noah 3D Incid.
Give us a call. If you go to the Metal Injection live cast portal, or whatever the word that is, go to metalinjection.net/livecast.
We don't know the right word, Mr. Web Developer.
We're
doing live! Fuck it!
Pig, that they've used the song.
Yeah, because
is it live in Braille?
With my umbrella, I can even feel it with my umbrella.
Ow!
Wait, how is it live?
No, Chris Brown is here. He's going to come out. Chris, come out.
Chris!
There he is. Chris Brown.
All right,
live in the Metal Injection Studios with Umbrella 2009 Remix.
Yeah. She don't mind whips and chains. I put a staple gun to her brain. She don't ever tell me no when I want to dish out some pain. Maybe she got issues. She looks at the bottom of my shoes. And that's not all she like. She get down with a railroad spy. It was so exciting when she found out I was into biking. Said that she wanted to get roughed up. So I took my piss and I balled it up. Now I beat her because she love it. Hit her with everything in my closet. I could even beat her with my umbrella. I could even beat her with my umbrella.
Ella, ow, Ella. Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ella, ow! Ella. Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat that bitch with my umbrella.
Ow!
Ella,
ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella. Ella,
ow!
Ella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
I never run when my fists are clenched. I wanna smack her with an Allen wrench. And when the cops take me in, we'll let the judge get some punches in. And if the bruise is big, she'll start to squeal just like a pig. But now I know that she'll never fight. Yes, I treat her right. Because used to like me to kiss and hug her. Now I got her beat up with a Louisville slugger. She's cute when she tries to put up a fight. Starts kicking and screaming all through the night. Now that I beat her more than ever, know that there could be no other. I can even hit her with my umbrella. I can even beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella. Umbrella, umbrella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Beat her with my umbrella.
Ow! 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 That really hurts.
My umbrella.
Ow! Stop that already! Ow! Ow!
I can stab her in the arm. She will never get along. She won't get mad. She's my little punching bag. There's a squad car sitting out front. In lockup, because 911 she started dialing, ordered me for domestic violence. Said that I gave her two black eyes and a hot curly iron burn on her thighs. Now I'll be locked up in the slammer, won't be visited by Rihanna. Gonna be ass raped by a fella, gonna be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Ow!
Be ass raped by a fella.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh, I kind of like this.
Ass raped by a fella.
Ow! 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 Ow!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah! I'm glad I'm in jail!
You think you big and bad Chris Brown beating up on girls?
Oh! Oh!
Come here.
Chris Brown, Anal Rape Remix. Oh my,
oh.
Featuring Bubba.
Oh, Bubba.
That's
oh,
my
Bubba.
Shit right there.
Oh, Bubba, you hit me.
That's because I used my umbrella.
Wow. Chris Brown.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
What did our studio audience think of that?
Top 20. I think that's easily going to... Oh, listen.
Wow. Standing ovation from our studio.
Sit down.
Victoria.
It's 646.
Stonehenge.
First over there.
What'd you tell him?
Rob and the Those must have man walked down, son. So I guess
Dastardly Darren D.
Chris Brown, the noted R&B singer, was arrested for beating up his girlfriend, Rihanna. Yes, yes. Let's take some control of this program. I'm going to turn it over to the Bachelorettes, who will now ask questions of our lovely Bachelor.
Excuse me. I thought I was asking the question.
That's right. I just became a host 30 minutes ago. My apologies, Jason.
Jesus. Who did you have to blow to get this job?
That's not your business.
Where are we blowing?
All right, Candy, you're going to have to put your clothes back on while... All right.
Sorry, I had a little sneeze.
And Jason, take it away.
That's how I sneeze.
Get it? Because that's in the movie.
Excuse me, can I get blessed? No politeness here. Someone bless me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, first
question. You sound like that motherfucker from Halloween.
I always get confused for that guy. I'm not that guy. I'm Jason Voorhees, not Michael Myers. Oh, my God. That guy's so ugly.
He was all with that cha-cha-cha shit.
Are we going to double
team? Am I confusing my Halloween stereotype? Why do I suddenly have an urban accent? Anyway, contestant number one. Bachelorette number one, perhaps? I don't know how this game show works. Oh, we only wrote this bit 5 minutes ago. Anyway.
Wrote it.
Contestant number one.
What?
Don't rush me. Minus one. Contestant number one. Are you a bleeder?
I mean, any way you want to do it, baby, as long as you pay. Okay.
Ooh, right answer. Except Jason never pays. He's always the victim that pays. I mean, contestant number two, Rihini? How do you say
it?
Just enough, motherfucker.
Oh, man, that girl sounds like she deserved a beat. Let's see, Rihini, if you were a murder victim, what kind of murder victim would you be?
I guess if I had to choose, I would probably be the type that get beaten to death by her boyfriend in a fit of jealous rage.
Ooh. That was the right answer. I like that. Contestant number three.
What?
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. Can I just light up a camel first before you ask?
Please.
Better.
Oh, my God. That sounded like we're in Requiem for a Dream.
All right, go ahead and ask, you friggin' schmuck.
Oh, my God, I hate being rushed. Please stop it.
I got places to go, buddy.
All right, okay. So my question is very simple. Have you ever worked?
Of course I've worked!
No, let me finish.
You think I'm a loafer? Or a deadbeat?
Let me finish the question.
Sorry.
Have you ever worked as, like a camp counselor or anything like that?
A camp counselor? What the hell would I do that for? I hate children. Why would I ever want to be around those little stinking brats?
So you'd never be around a camp?
No, of course not! That's disgusting. You're making me overclipped with this. I purposely moved as far away. I moved to Miami just to get as far away from children as humanly possible.
I see. Well, that's a minus one for the dead. Let's see. Bachelorette number one. Are you still there?
I think so.
Some kind of cute bachelorette, number one. I have a question.
What's the question?
It's what I'm about to say to you. And I'm going to have an inflection at the end of it. It's going to be, like, inquisitive.
You're going
to
have an inflection?
No.
I can't sleep
because
the doctor said not to do that.
I hate when this happens!
Thank God we're behind a wall, honey!
You know, come on, listen to my question with a little inflection. So, like, I mean, you sound like a good girl, but do you mind, like, guys who have, like, severe facial disfiguration?
As long as it's just, like, on your face, and if the light is turned off, and if you can just, like, put something on it, like a bag.
Like a mask?
Yeah, I like
that. Do you like to role play? Do you like hockey?
Wait a second. Do you look like that freak from Mask, that disgusting kid?
No.
With the fucked up face?
Not at all.
You start talking about masks, you get me worried.
Is that like the only mask?
That kid looked like a fucking truck ran over him, for God's sake. Looks like a fucking horse.
Oh, my God.
Horse with Down syndrome.
This isn't the Divitelli show. This is the dating show.
Sorry, go ahead.
If you look like a horse, I'll do you.
Maybe I'll get plastic surgery then. Bachelorette number two. Are you still there?
I'm here, motherfucker. Do your shit.
You sound mad gangster, as they say.
I'm from Barbados. Oh, fuck with me.
I have a very serious question for you, okay?
I'm from Halloween.
You're so intuitive. Let me ask you, when making whoopee, do you scream for help?
Nah, usually that's okay, as long as you don't make with that rough stuff. I don't like that rough shit, I'll call 5-0 on your ass. I don't care what Terrence Howard says. You beat me up!
Okay, deep breath. we're just having a game show here, I'm not murdering anyone.
It's been a rough week for me, motherfucker, back off!
Why did you agree to this, then?
I was